It's a good 10 months until Halloween, but a group of comedians in Lansing is keeping the occult alive at a monthly stand-up show. Current State Producer April Van Buren here to tell us more about Comedy Coven. So this show is really run by witches?
Well, sort of. They do start and end the show with these kind of witchy chants, but most of it is just really funny stand-up. And I got the chance to talk to the three women behind the coven, Stephanie Onder-Shannon, Emily Serja, and Trisha Chamberlain last week. And I asked Trisha the question that is probably on everyone's mind right now, which is where the idea to do a comedy show hosted by witches came from.
The idea came first, to do a comedy show run by women, and the name kind of came second. So, and I think we just really wanted to create something that we all really loved and that was also kind of on the top of trends and was a popular kind of like aesthetic. And also, we're witches. So,
you guys are witches for real then?
For real.
Oh, for real.
Stephanie, you guys put on a regular show at the Robin Theater in Riotown now, but you actually started out performing in living rooms around Lansing, right?
This is correct. We started in Emily's living room and did several shows there, and then we moved to the space in the Allen Marketplace, and then we finally found our home at the Robin Theater, and that's the best fit of all of them.
And so how did you guys get started in comedy? Were those living room shows your first experiences doing stand-up?
I've been doing comedy for 2 years. I started at Max Bar here in Lansing, and I did stand-up, and then I did kind of like, Emily and I had like a humorous blog that we were writing together, and now we're producing shows, so a little sampling of everything for me.
And Trisha, how did you first come into the comedy scene?
Comedy was always something that I dreamed of doing. It's always been what I wanted to do. I just wasn't sure how to get into it. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with a friend who was in Lansing, and she suggested that we go see some comedy and mentioned that there was an open mic at the Green Door. I went there as an observer the first couple times, and then I started asking people who I saw up there how to do it. And I just got up there and haven't looked back ever since.
What was it like the first time you got on stage when you went from being an observer to actually taking the mic?
It's just as terrible as you imagine. It's so nerve-wracking, and it's one of the weirdest, scariest things that you could ever do. But also, I think that makes it the most rewarding.
And Emily, speaking of scary, I've been to a couple of your guys' shows at the Robin Theater, and you share some pretty personal stuff, some intimate details about your life. You talk about problems with your family, struggling with depression. What is it that attracts you to that sort of humor, that kind of darker side of humor?
I think that it's a pretty transparent coping mechanism. I have a pretty limited filter in regular conversation, so I would say that performing that kind of vulnerable material on stage just gives me maybe a more socially acceptable outlet for it. But I think it can be rewarding for audiences, too. I get good responses from people, so that's great for me.
Is it ever scary to get up there and be like, I'm about to reveal something very personal about myself to a bunch of strangers?
Yes. Yeah. The show in September was the first show that I had ever done jokes about my childhood history of molestation. I'm glad I was able to do it at kind of my home show with people who were very warm and accepting, but I had a lot of internal conflict about whether that was something that I was going to talk about.
And how do you take a topic like that and turn it into something funny? Because it is something not funny at all on the face, but you take it and you kind of turn it into humor.
Yeah, and that's something that I've always done and kind of how I dealt with things. I know that it's not something that any of us like to talk or hear about in the first place. So I think I've always had this kind of coping mechanism of how can I present this? How can I talk to people about it? Because it's something that does need to come out.
Stephanie, when you're developing a stand-up set, what is that like? Sort of what's the process of putting one together for you?
So with stand-up, I would consider it like comparable to like preparing a set for a musician. Like each of my jokes is kind of like a song, and I'll order my jokes in a way that I know will like work for the audience. And so usually there will be like a couple of new jokes that I want to try out, but I'm not going to start or end with those. So I'll like sandwich them in between like my solid jokes that I know will go over well. And I'll usually like try to start the set with something like to connect me to the audience, like comment on the room that we're in or like something some kind of like current event thing and then go into my jokes. It's very formulaic, but then once you get like comfortable enough with your jokes, you can make it look like really casual and like off the cuff, which is cool.
And Trisha, you mentioned that comedy is something you've always wanted to do. Were there people that inspired you to do that, comics that you looked up to and you were like, I want to be just like that person?
Oh, sure. I mean, I grew up watching Saturday Night Live with my parents. My parents are also stand-up fans, so I watched it on TV a lot. You know, there's always the silly women. Like Molly Shannon was a huge idol of mine for my entire life, and I think a lot of my stand-up style and even who I am as a person comes from watching so much of her. And a lot of the women from the 90s and early 2000s Saturday Night Live, like Anna Gasteyer and those types, have really been influential in my comedy style and just my general craziness.
You do a stand-up set, but then you also have a specific character that I've seen you bring out a couple of times at Comedy Coven named Ursula. Can you talk a little bit about her and where she came from?
Ursula Dangercool is my character's name, and she... Okay, so when I do stand-up, my stand-up is me, and my stand-up is stories that come from my real life. But Ursula is just a bit more touched than what I would feel comfortable being if I was just me. But now at our show in December, I'm kind of playing with doing something that mixes like my own comedy and a little bit of Ursula.
And Stephanie, you guys don't just do stand up, but you also have these sketches at every show. How different is it to, you know, craft your own set? You're coming up with these jokes, you're kind of drawing from your personal experience, and then creating a sketch comedy piece where you're working with both Trisha and Emily on it.
Oh my gosh. Writing sketches is so excellent. And it's very similar in the way that like you craft a stand-up set where it's like, this is a idea and I'm going to like fit it into this format. But the best part about sketches is collaborating with them. When we are writing a sketch, we sit down and we'll like think of like, this is the idea for the sketch. This is the thing that is happening. And what are some jokes that we like want to throw in there? And what's the beginning, middle, and end of this sketch? And then we take it home and like Emily has been writing them. I wrote my first one last month. And then we come back and then punch it up again once it's like in script form. I would prefer to do sketch writing like forever over stand-up because Emily and Trisha, no one makes me laugh like they do. Like we'll be writing together and I'll hurt from how hard I've been laughing because we're like riffing off each other and bouncing ideas off each other. Like we are 100% greater than the sum of our parts.
Trisha Chamberlain, Stephanie Ondershannon, and Emily Serja are the women behind Comedy Coven. That's a monthly stand-up series that takes place at the Robin Theater in Lansing's Rio Town. Emily, you guys each do a stand-up set at every show, but you also invite comics from around Michigan and around the country to perform. How do you curate that selection? How do you choose your lineup?
Our lineups are handpicked from people we know, but also people that we admire or want to network with. Now that we have been at the Robin Theater, we have a consistent following, and we're starting to get a good understanding of their tastes and sensibilities, and that also helps us choose our lineups.
And this is a question to all of you. I think we hear again and again that comedy is kind of this boys' club, but your show is hosted and produced by three young women. What do you think is different about having a space that doesn't just feature women comics, but is also curated by them and put together by them?
Well, it's like I said, if you want something, you have to create it. And so it is a boys' club, and you don't see a lot of shows produced by women. And it's sometimes can be very unfair when it comes to women in comedy and opportunities that we don't get. And I think that another thing to add to that is that comedy has always been based on this kind of like old, tired humor where you're always throwing someone else under the bus. And women have been the butt of a lot of jokes, not just women, but a lot of minority and oppressed groups. And I think one of the things that Emily said was we're curating an audience. And I think that's because the type of humor that we create ourselves and the type of humor that we curate for our shows is based on that. Like our audiences want the same type of humor that we want, and we're delivering it consistently. And I think it's important to us that, you know, our space is safe for women, and also that women can feel welcome to do comedy and women can feel empowered to do comedy and to produce their own shows as well.
And what kind of responses have you gotten from audiences? You mentioned that you design a show that you're hoping reaches some people who might not think comedy and say, oh, that's something I want to go. I don't really want to listen to a dude go talk about dude stuff.
Well, one thing that's been really great for me since we've been doing Comedy Coven is that more people and more women are approaching me about how they have always wanted to do comedy but thought it wasn't accessible to them. Or they have gone to maybe open mics or something that might be more male-dominated and felt alienated from the conversation. And so that's hard to hear, but it's good to hear that we're creating a space where comedy is more accessible to people who might have felt alienated from it before.
And Stephanie, what do you guys see for the future of Comedy Coven? You mentioned that you know, you want to see this grow, you want to see it expand. What are you guys hoping for?
I love planning. I love like being strategic about what Comedy Coven is going to do. And I want us to continue our like live shows, but I want us to get more on the internet. That's the future of comedy. Like, if you are discovered in this era of humor, it's usually through internet. The traditional route of like comedians doing clubs and like touring and like building a following that way is an outdated model. And I see Comedy Coven, and we're going to work really aggressively in 2016 to get our content online so we can get a following besides Lansing-based people. Like, all of us had experienced this before where we would do like a traditional comedy show here in Lansing or anywhere else in Michigan and then be approached by women after the show or people after the show and be like, I didn't think I liked comedy, or like, I didn't think that there was humor out there for me, and you guys are doing that. And that's not just going to be like Michigan or Lansing. That's going to be a lot of places. And so I want us to have stuff on the internet so that all of these other people who think there's not comedy for them find us and are like, oh, yeah, there can be really accessible, excellent comedy that is not necessarily uplifting, but not hurting anybody.
Trisha, you guys have a show coming up on Tuesday. Can you tell me a little bit about what you have planned?
Tuesday's show is our December holiday show, and it is also a seasonal affective disorder awareness. So we kind of, in our typical fashion, are taking sadness and mental illness and making it funny. Because that's what you can do with comedy. That's another thing that I wanted to add, is that comedy takes those things that you're unable to talk about and it makes them something that you can talk about because you can laugh about it. We've got a lot of cool stuff planned. We've got some of our funniest, in my opinion, sketches that we've ever done. And we're planning our usual, we'll each do a stand-up set there. But then a lineup of great comedians from the Midwest area who are also a little bit on the darker side, but very lovable and very funny. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've been talking to the women behind Comedy Coven. Trisha Chamberlain, Stephanie Ondershannon, and Emily Serja host the monthly stand-up series at the Robin Theater in Riotown. You can catch them this Tuesday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Emily, Trisha, Stephanie, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.